Okay, wow, back on the Greg Anthony radio show, Arctic Beacon Radio, the greatest show on earth, whatever you want to call it. I haven't done much in the past and laid low for the last year or so after doing maybe 15 to 20 years of alternative radio, centering on the Vatican Jesuit involvement and how they really manipulate things. Think about this. When's the last time you heard that the Jesuits were thrown out of 85 countries? When's the last time you heard that possibly they're the real the founding fathers of this country? You don't hear it anymore. In fact, people are so saturated with World War III. And let me tell you this, we are in World War III. Don't say we're on the cusp. Don't say it's coming. It's here. And it's done in a different way. It's not exactly going to be like it was in World War II when they stormed Normandy or when Pearl Harbor was hit. This is a biochemical war. This is a financial war. This is a war to gain complete control of your mind, body, and soul. And they're doing a pretty good job. And it's also a medical war. We're in this so deep that we don't even realize it. If you ask somebody right now about, well, let's look at the wars we hear about on CNN. Okay, we got the war in the Middle East. We have the war in the Ukraine. We have the war over in in Taiwan and that area. There are Pakistan. We just heard about Syria falling. And then we're worried now about Russia going to nuke everybody. Did you realize there's a possibility nuclear weapons do not even exist? It's used as a fear tactic. Remember when you were a kid, if you're in my generation, they got you hiding under the desk, frightened little boy, get under the desk. Boy, I'll tell you, I loved it. It broke glass. It was the best place for me, better than sitting up on that desk. And then they go take you outside into the bomb shelter, whatever. But whatever, I'm not saying there are, it's above my pay grade, but there's I've read a lot of articles about that. And it's still up for discussion. But in America, you don't have any discussions anymore. Listen to this. I said this a long time ago. Trump and, Biden, I like to use baseball analogies, they play on the same team, although you think they're enemies. You think that the left and the right really hate each other. Well, they do for public consumption. They give you one side, the other side gives you this, and they divide the nation. And how to best take over a nation is divide it. Divided so that people will not even discuss these things anymore. At least 30 years ago, 30, 40 years ago, there was between the two parties, although I'm saying this has been the way it's been since the beginning of this country. It has now reached a point of absurdity and sanity. You can see it the other day, Robert De Niro. I like some. He's a good actor. You can't take that away from him. But he's publicly out there. He's woke as they come. And publicly out there hating Trump. I'm leaving America. And then the other side says, Bob, please go. Please leave. And I read a story the other day that he went into a restaurant somewhere. And the restaurant owner, of course, was a Trump supporter and kicked him out. Said, Bob, we don't want you in here. Go somewhere to the Philippines or something, get out of America. So that's what you got. And you got a lot of other people that don't have as much notoriety as De Niro saying the same thing. In fact, there's a guy who lives near where I'm at, and he said he stopped selling his home because he thinks he can't spend time in America. I want to get out of here with this guy Trump coming on, So you got America divided, and it's on purpose. This is not something that just happened. It was well planned. And you know who helped do this? Okay, let me give you an example, and maybe this will help you understand it. Do you ever hear the Al Smith dinner? Well, that started out way back, I think it was in the 40s or so, and The precedent that's going to be, going for a re-election, and the candidate, whether it be in the Democrat or the Republican side, they come to a dinner right before the voting starts, and it's called the Al Smith dinner, and they sit between the Cardinal of New York. Now, when I first started 20 some years ago, many stories I did about the Cardinal of New York. Okay. The Cardinal of New York being considered at that time the most powerful man in the country. This was well known there, well known by a number of people. I did many, many stories regarding police investigators, regarding pedophilia, regarding child trafficking going on right in the seat of the Vatican, right in the seat of New York. With the cardinal right at the top of the list there, controlling these things. And this wasn't just, oh, he was a pedophile. Oh, this, no, it was talking to the top investigators, talking to them, interviewing them regarding this cardinal's involvement. Okay. When I was in Rome in the 80s, Cardinal Marcinkus from Chicago, head of the Vatican Bank, guy had no banking ability, was up indicted by the Italian government for murder and bank fraud. He split. The American government took him on an airplane and put him in a little, archdiocese in Phoenix, where he lived comfortably and played golf every day. And I missed out on an interview. I was very close to getting an interview when he was found dead in his bed. He was in his early 80s, I think, at the time. And he was just going to be investigated again by the Italian government, who were sending investigators over regarding the death of Roberto Calvi, who was a bank president then, and the Vatican involvement and all this stuff. So I learned right from the first hand, being right there, how corrupt this is and how the American government and them work together. So when you come back and you try to say this, boy, you're ostracized. Back then, I used this Alex Jones story back then when I was on radio talking about this in the early 2000s when the internet first started. I used to be a guest on his show. Now everybody in the alternative knows Alex, right? And I thought he was a fair square guy until I got to know what the hell's going on there. And I was right there interviewing, being interviewed by him. And then I got my own show right after his or before his on Genesis and also on RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network. And I started to talk about this involvement of these people, the Jesuit Order, the Vatican, all this kind of stuff. And I was told point blank, stop it. Alex Jones started running the course that I was a nutcase, the whole story, and couldn't be on those radio stations anymore. And I learned the hard way that these guys are involved up to the next. These stations, CIA funded money, Alex Jones, CIA agent, whoever he is. And maybe if I use this story as a backdrop, let me just read a little bit so you know where I'm coming from. I was right there when Jones was on the air back then saying, oh, the Jesuits, oh, they're just good old priests, nothing to worry about. He had to backtrack a little. I'll tell you about it. And I'm saying, this man, how could anybody believe he was a good guy? Well, many believed it and still do, thinking he is the God of all truth seekers, right? I'm talking about the second CIA planted Alex Jones, not the first. If you don't know, the original 1990s version of Jones was canceled as boring, not good enough. And well, they needed a superstar slimeball, like now big fat rich Alex Jones, who is supposedly now being sued. This is a great story, and bankrupted for millions of CIA dollars for telling the truth about Sandy Hook, remember, and other alternative news stories. They needed one who had that star power, one who could bullshit the masses into believing that he was the God of all truth seekers, leading them down the satanic rabbit hole, giving the masses, the supposed truth seekers, just half truths. And when you have a lot of money and you got this kind of superstar, so to speak, where did he come from? Look at the pictures on my site. Many say he resembles Bill Hicks. Remember him? It's an interesting story. I didn't get into that. I've checked that out a number of times. And Sandy Hook, of course, was, of course, a false flag, staged event. Nobody's going to, if you really look into it, you're going to come away with the same thing I'm saying. But what does Alex Jones' trial tell you about this? That's what he's there for. Sued by all the Sandy Hook people, say he's lied about them, he's defamed them. But what does it really tell you? It tells everybody to shut up about it, telling anybody who writes about it that they're going to come down on you big time, just like they do on their superstar Alex. What Jones really did, since he was installed by the CIA, yeah, there was another guy, if you look back in the 90s, got his picture right here. They took him off the air because he didn't really have that that star power that they needed, somebody boisterous like Jones, somebody that could really handle a microphone well. And, of course, he made millions. What other truth seeker can you think of anybody who's made that kind of money? I mean, most guys are living off, Social Security or a few bucks every week, but this guy's got billions, millions, millions and millions. Where do you think he got it? But anyway, what Jones did was he was installed by the CIA. What he was there was to suck the guts out of those who truly opposed the New World Order and the Vatican, blocking the real path that could possibly have toppled what is now what I consider a foregone conclusion that America has been destroyed and we are now hopelessly already in World War III. You know, from the beginning, when the internet was new, Jones was given a big financial hand from the New World Order bosses at the top. He was the first big radio host out of the gate, as it was understood back then. The internet was the only thing left to control, so how? He used the age-old method of control the opposition, get your man inside, blackball all the rest to attempt to find out what really's going on. And there you have it. I learned this New World Order method the hard way. Like I said, back in the beginning, I was a guest on this show a number of times. I then got my own show on Genesis, RBN, and also a radio show on the CIA control. Did I say that? Yeah. Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN. Things were going well for me, very well, until I started concentrating on the Jesuits in the Vatican. That's a no-no. Little did I know it was a no-no back then. And ultimately, when I wouldn't stop, I was blackballed by Jones, RBN, and they were given orders from above that this was prohibited free speech. I remember laughing when Jones and RBN said, these Jesuits were only harmless priests following the true word of God. Well, years later, Jones had to backtrack a little, admitting possibly of Jesuit and Vatican involvement because the evidence of their infiltration, like the Jesuits being kicked out of 80 countries and all of their connections to being the real founding fathers of this country, was hard to really dispute. But by this time, they had succeeded in covering up for their Jesuit bosses. As they can, you can see now, the only stories really on the alternative stations are those blaming the Rothschilds, the Jews, the bankers, you know, the whole scenario these guys they put up there. In fact, you know, I saw an article today, a week ago, the headline reading, "The Rothschilds have killed 7 American presidents." How true these 7 were assassinated, but replace the word Rothschilds with the word Jesuits, and you got it straight. If you want some proof, you can read a book in the 1920s printed by Burke McCarty. She had to change her name to a man to get it published, and she had a tough time doing that, entitled "The Suppressed Truth About the Assassination of Lincoln," pinpointing the Jesuits as being the real assassins. Now, with that said, now in 2024, we see the second Alex Jones allowed to become rich, very rich, but harmlessly being run over the coals in some sham court trial, making what is a good Hollywood show a show put on by the very same people who installed him. And in the end, as Hollywood happy endings go, While the real true seekers live hiding in the mountains and caves and tents, Fat Alex, or whatever his real name is, will be living quite comfortably with his CIA millions in some faraway island with Jeffrey Epstein and the rest of these satanic bloodsuckers. Now, that's just kind of a backdrop. Control the internet, you got it. And that's what they did. And boy, it's a mess now, to tell you the truth, when you really want to get down to what's going on. But let's end it here. Yes, we are in World War III. We've been in it for a long time. Occasionally, I look up at the skies, and I see all these chemtrails, and I just get sick. And probably millions of people are getting sick from the barium and all the metals that are floating around and coming down, destroying what is a beautiful, beautiful plane. To end it, we've been lied about most everything. One little thing to think about, I love doing this. The past is something that, boy, we'd love to uncover the truth about it. Who built all those buildings they say were built, like Penn Station? And you go, look at all these ornate buildings that were supposedly built before there were power tools. How did they do that? Good question. Who really did it? And we can look to some of my articles. I talk about that. And it's really an interesting scenario when you look back. If you really go back to the Dark Ages, I think they were the Enlightened Ages. What they do is they turn everything black to white, white to black. And I think if we really study the architecture in some of these, in all of these major countries of the world and all these cities, you're going to blow your mind when they tell you certain things about how these structures were built in 5 years before they had power tools. It's just mind-blowing. Somebody must have done it. They don't tell us who, they know. And as everything else, we've been lied to. Hey, listen, have a good weekend. How do you have a good weekend after that? But anyway, we have to pursue whatever we have to pursue. And again, come back to the Greg Anthony Show, Arctic Beacon Radio. Call it what you want. And thanks again for listening.